We are going to hear from Jesse Sherrick. He works at our national office in Maryland, in Baltimore, and he's going to talk about Newsline. So welcome, Jesse, and thank you for participating with us today.
Thank you, Madam President. As Bonnie said, my name is Jesse Sherrick. I live and work here in Baltimore, Maryland, at the National Federation of the Blind. I live here with my beloved wife, Sherry Sherrick, and we have just a little tidbit. We have a tortie cat who's a little ball of fire named Lotus. She's 10 years old. I'm an operations specialist in the NFB Newsline group. NFB Newsline is a service of the National Federation of the Blind, and it's been around since 1995. I'm really excited about the opportunity to speak to your state convention because the North Dakota State Convention, where I'm from, is where I got my start. I was introduced to the Federation in 2016, and currently I've been on staff with the National Federation of the Blind, celebrating 1 year this week on November 2nd. I want to thank President Bonnie Lucas for the opportunity to present to the convention, and I want to thank her for working to make NFB Newsline possible in Alaska. I also want to thank David Newman for being a champion of NFB Newsline in Alaska. We've worked together quite a bit, and he's been very supportive. I also want to thank William Craig, Brian Blair, W. Williams, Rick Webb, Randy Carlson, and Joel Culligan for sharing your stories with me about how the lack of information and how NFB Newsline could impact your lives. I think we should give them a round of applause. Their stories and your stories are what are going to help us get NFB Newsline in Alaska. I want to thank you, the attendees, for listening to this short presentation today, because NFB Newsline is a life-changing service, and I will help you to understand why it's important and how you can be a part of that change. In the short time together, I'll cover what NFB Newsline is, why it's important, some of the available publications, how you can still access the service even though it's not sponsored in Alaska, who qualifies for the service, how people can sign up for the service, and who the service benefits, and where you can gain more information. NFB Newsline is a free Braille and audio information service that was developed and came out in 1995 by Kenneth Jernigan, our past president. It was designed to be accessible and easy to use by all blind people, all low vision people, and all people with print disabilities. It was designed by blind people for everybody with a print disability. Before we talk more about NFB Newsline, I want to take us back. I think you'll be able to relate to this, especially living in Alaska. In 1995, I was in high school. I lived in Grafton, North Dakota, which is way up by the Canadian border. And bordering Minnesota. So it's January 1994. It's 5 a.m. It's 23 degrees below zero outside. And I'm getting up to do my first job, which was a paper route where I would walk a mile delivering more than 50 newspapers. It's going to take me about a half hour in the cold to deliver these newspapers, the Grand Forks Herald. When I would get home from delivering these newspapers, I'd eat my breakfast sitting at the table. I'm sitting there with my dad. He's reading the newspaper that I dropped off in his mailbox. He would read the paper, and I would wonder what he was reading. We were separated by those pages of the newspaper. With NFB Newsline, I now have the same opportunity as everybody else to start my day exploring my interests and learning what's going on in the world around me. And we want to give you the same opportunity. We need to bring NFB Newsline to Alaska. Why is it a necessary service? Equal access to information is one of the greatest barriers faced by blind, low vision, and print disabled people. This barrier can be easily overcome when information is made accessible in a format that works for people who can, in a format that works for all people who are unable to read printed text or electronic text. NFB Newsline makes information accessible in a format that works for everybody, whether you can use a computer or not. With modern technology advancements, why are people who are blind, low vision, and print disabled not able to use the internet and read printed materials? Especially in Alaska, internet access is not available in all parts of Alaska. I don't have to tell you that. You live in a massive state. Assistive technology can be expensive and out of reach for blind and low vision people who are unemployed and underemployed. The technology to read information on a smartphone or computer is challenging to learn when you're first newly blind, or if you're not technically savvy. And let's say you have the skills to use assistive technology. You're a good screen reader user. You're a good computer user. Many of the websites that offer information over the internet for newspapers and magazines are inaccessible to blind people or difficult to operate, or they're blocked by a paywall. In this circumstance, even if a person has the ability to use their technology, they can't access information. And in fact, that's how I began using NFB Newsline. I was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I wanted to read the Albuquerque Journal. And that newspaper was not accessible to me. I tried using the Apple News app to read it, and I could get to the website, but I was blocked by pop-ups. It didn't work with my screen reader, and I couldn't use it. So you'll hear people say that the iPhone makes everything accessible to blind people, and it's just not true. Also, because it's inaccessible, the NFB Newsline team often has to convert inaccessible PDF documents into text that can be used by our computer systems. So we need sighted people to make this accessible to blind people, people with low vision, and people with print disabilities. So what content is available on NFB Newsline? So each sponsored state receives two publications when their state newspaper or when their state becomes a state sponsor, plus the Associated Press. So we have national newspapers like the New York Times available, the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, international publications like the Financial Times, the Guardian, Montreal Gazette, World Politics Review, London Telegraph, and even the New Zealand Herald. We have magazines available like Better Homes and Gardens, Consumer Reports, Guideposts, Sporting News, Time, and WebMD Magazine. We have a special section called Breaking News Online, where we make websites accessible that don't have a newspaper. These are things like the BBC, Business Insider, CNN, Fox News, Medical Express, Science Daily, Voice of America. So if you're interested in seeing what is available on the service, just so you can, when you help us to advocate for it in Alaska, you need to know what's available. So go to nfbnewsline.org, and look at our publications list. If you want to know what's available and you can't, and you don't choose to use a computer or you don't have the internet, you can always call me. I want to talk to you. I want to hear your stories about why you want NFB Newsline. You can reach me if you call the National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, extension 2348. We also have other content available, things like emergency weather alerts that are based upon your GPS location. This is really important for snowstorms, wind chill warnings, and other natural, impending natural disasters that you may want to be aware of. I've experienced this myself. When I first met my wife, she was in New York and I was living in North Dakota, so I didn't have access to NFB Newsline, but she did. And we were sitting in a restaurant. We heard the sirens on the television, the beeping alerts that there's something that needs our attention. We couldn't access the information. It wasn't read aloud to us, but she called into NFB Newsline and we found out that there was a tornado warning in our area. And we were able to get out of there and into a basement and take safety. And a tornado didn't sweep through the city I was living in, but it came within 10 miles. So, I've experienced the importance of the emergency weather alerts, and I think it's extremely valuable. Alaska, if it was sponsored, would also have a state-specific channel. And this is a really flexible environment to get state-specific information. Mr. Newman was talking about the state website being accessible, and that's true. It sounds like it's an accessible service for people to get information, but if you don't use a computer, if you're not able to use a computer, or you don't have access to the internet, is that information really accessible to you? It's not, but it could be through an Alaska state government local channel. It would be accessible to everybody. The Talking Book Library could have a local channel. The rehabilitation agencies in Alaska could have local channels where they could provide resources and services. And all blindness organizations in Alaska could have local channels. There's also television listings available based on your zip code and cable provider. And then finally, we have some weekly store circulars. Right now, we have Target retail ads available. We have job listings available. So anybody who may be looking for work, whether you have a computer or not, you can access job listings, over 1,000 job listings, both from USA Jobs and Career Builder. So you can access all the federal government jobs, and then you could also access thousands of other employment opportunities based upon your specific location. So who uses NFB Newsline? I knew a college student who was taking a critical thinking class. And part of his assignment every class period was to read an editorial article from the newspaper, the Star Tribune. And he had low vision, and he would hold a magnifying glass up to his eye, a 12-power magnifying glass, and hold the newspaper up to his face so he could see what was, he could read the editorial, and he would read extremely slowly. So after the article was read by his class, they would discuss the article. And once they were done discussing the article, whether it had bias or statistics and all kinds of information about these articles, they'd move on to the next article. Well, he read so slowly that he would finish the article and they'd still be working on the they'd be finished with the discussion when he would finish reading the article. So he was totally left out. And the sad thing is he could have been using NFB Newsline and reading those articles with his classmates. And the other thing is that person was me. That happened to me personally. And just think of all the other opportunities where people could be getting information and they're not. One of your own Alaska residents, Brian Blair, shared a story with me. He told me that he lived in Ohio prior to living in Alaska, and he loved using NFB Newsline to be able to read what he wanted to read when he wanted to read it. He misses the sports section and being able to grab and remember quotes. And he would use these quotes when he's doing research for his writing, and he just doesn't have that access anymore. And unfortunately, neither do you, and we need to change that. He has a Mantis Braille display, which he'd be able to use to read NFB Newsline in Braille, and it's not an option to him because the state doesn't think it's necessary. Who's eligible for NFB Newsline? Anybody who's blind, low vision, or print disabled. You can apply. The way I would encourage you to apply, if you're interested in applying for NFB Newsline and using the limited service, there's still some publications you can read. You can read the Braille Monitor. You can read AARP Magazine and several other publications. I would encourage you to call our helpline, 866-504-7300, and let them know you want to apply. Your state president can vouch for you. As a blind person, it's really simple. So the way that it's made accessible is it's made accessible through a computer system, and that you can access through a touch-tone telephone by dialing a toll-free phone number or a local phone number. It's made accessible through an iPhone app, NFB Newsline mobile app. It's made accessible through an Apple skill using Amazon Alexa, which will read all of this information to you. And it's made accessible through the computer web browser, and it's also made accessible through the HumanWare line of Braille displays, along with the Victor Reader Stream. So there's a multitude of ways that you can use NFB Newsline. And I'm getting a little bit short on time here. So at this point, I want to make sure that I give enough time for questions, if people have questions about the service. And I'm sorry, there's a little bit of background noise in the hallway, so I can't really control that.
Lisa, you were saying that you can get it on with the Alexa app. So would I have to go into the part of Alexa where I would find the actual...
Okay. Yeah, the way that would work is that you would apply for NFB Newsline, and you'd be given two sets of numbers. You'd be given a user identification number, and you'd be given a security code. And the way that you would activate it is you'd say the your activation word. It's different for people. Some people say, hey, Echo. So, for example, you might say, hey, Echo, or hey, A-Lady, Open National Federation. So the keywords you would have to remember are Open National Federation. That will load the skill, and it'll ask you for your user identification number and your security code. So you say those six numbers and then the four numbers, and then you're automatically logged in. It's really easy to use. And it'll automatically just ask you what you want to read. And you can say, I want to read USA Today, or I want to read or list publications that are available in Alaska or any other state. So it's really that simple. You can skip articles. You can change the speaking rate. You can skip to a different section. You can save favorites. It's really a fantastic skill that you can use hands-free.
So this is Bonnie. Can I interject something here?
Please, Bonnie.
So Lisa, yes, you do have to register. She didn't have the mic when she was just now talking. But Jossie, I have a question, and that is, if you, us in Alaska and the couple other states, Wyoming and one of the Dakotas.
North Dakota. Yeah.
Your old state.
My old state, yeah. We're working in North Dakota too.
Jossie and I talked about this over the last few years quite a bit. Anyway, so my question is, when you call the national office and you call that 866 number, mm-hmm. They're going to tell you that you can't really sign up, or will they realize and just say, okay, we can sign you up for a limited?
Yeah, they should tell you that you could sign up for a limited access account, like a limited access account. They might tell you it's not sponsored in Alaska, but you can definitely sign up, and we want you to sign up. We want to be able to demonstrate that this service is important to you. But and we can do that by having people sign up.
Yeah, but keep in mind that there are most of the papers you're not going to be able to read. I don't know what actual papers you'll be able to read.
Oh, Bonnie, don't talk them out of it. No. That's why we need to get it sponsored.
They can read. Register.
They can read.
I don't want anyone calling me and saying this service is worthless. I can't even read half the stuff. So
have them call me and tell me that.
Okay. Call Justin and complain to him.
Yes. Please do.
Okay, get a mic, Kevin.
So Bonnie and Jesse, who is our legislator that we would reach out to start rattling the cage to get this going for us?
So keep in mind, you have a senator and you have a Alaska House senator. Not, we are talking about our state.
State
people.
Senate. State.
Yeah. So that's not a question I can answer right now. So yeah.
Okay. Could I address that really quickly, Bonnie?
Absolutely.
Okay. Please reach out to me. I'd like to work together with you. We're working with your president. We're working with William Craig, and we will help you to figure out who that person is. We want to work with you on doing advocacy work. And, you know, the nice thing is I could be part of those conversations along with your legislative director and your state president. So you could be a part of making this change, and we need your voice.
Yes. And we need to go to more. I've been to about 3 people in the past, and nothing ever came of it. I know William has contacted people. So we're ready. Whoever wants to set up the appointments with your representatives, do it. And we'll participate with you.
Bonnie, we got more comments here.
Okay. More comments.
Hi, Barbara. Yes. And you mentioned that it is inexpensive for the state. How much would the state have to pay?
So the state would have to pay $23,500
minimum
for it. So let's take that in context. How much do you think it would cost the state to develop a parallel service that offers 500 plus newspapers? I mean, it would be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to develop this. It would cost the state several full-time employee positions to operate it. We have 6 positions plus a programmer. Through the national office that work on this, there would have to be a comprehensive database, and then to be able to provide the access to all of the technology, it's a very inexpensive service in the grand scheme of things. And then when you look at the entire Alaska state budget, you know, how much does it cost to have a college football team? I mean, there's lots of things that are valuable that are expensive. And I would say this is very inexpensive.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President.
Time's over.
All right. Thank you.